Good morning, Patriots. And it is Wednesday, July 7th. It's amazing how fast this week has gone already, and it just continues to get faster week by week. Next week, there's going to be some interesting scheduling issues, so pay attention for next week. They haven't been determined yet. But next week, on the 17th, actually the 15th and the 16th as well, 15th and the 16th, I'm traveling down to California, and on the 17th, I'm speaking at Clay Clark's Anaheim event. So there may be some scheduling adjustments. I'll keep you posted on how I'm going to work these programs. Also, Bard's Fest is the 26th to the 29th of August. Tickets are on sale for the indoor arena now on the website. And I'll encourage everybody to get on over there, obviously. And also know that there's some pretty good updates coming today on the website that should help clarify some of the questions we've had. So you can go to bardsfm.com/bardsfest and you can start getting tickets for the indoor arena event. There's two events, indoor and outdoor. Outdoor arena tickets won't be on sale till later this week. Next is MyPillow, our favorite topic. One of our favorite topics. Bardsfest is our topic. Like, that's our topic. But MyPillow, when we talk about MyPillow, we all get excited because we have Mike Lindell, America's greatest CEO and patriot. You know, the left has taken away through access, and they do this to everybody. They have taken away $65 million in sales. Most companies would collapse with that sort of impact. And yet, MyPillow is still thriving. And Mike, yeah, is out there fighting every day. And not only is he fighting, he's giving more money back into the country. And there's only one reason he can do that and know he's going to be okay, is because he carries God and Christ in his heart. He continues to give tremendously. So you can go over and support him by using the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Spread that around as far as and wide as possible. It gives you great savings on things like slippers, which is kind of important because we're having the slipper revolution on Friday the 27th, a celebration of Mike Lindell and all his great things he's done for the nation. And we want 1 million patriots in my slippers. So slippers, my slippers, right? 40% off. And then you've got the MyPillow pillows, which are on sale right now. You got my sheets and my doggy beds, which are always, it always makes me laugh. My doggy beds. Because we know how this works. It isn't just the dog that sleeps there. It's, honey, get out of bed. You are going over there and you are sleeping on the doggy bed tonight. So you might as well give your hubby a nice, comfy doggy bed to curl up on when you kick him out. So there you go. My doggy beds. They have more uses than you can possibly imagine. That way he's comfortable. It's good. So you can get that. And anyway, just use the BARDS code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, at MyPillow.com. Give them some big support. MyPillow's now given over $50,000. They've contributed over $50,000 to BARDS Fest. It's unbelievable. What an amazing company. And thank you, Patriots, for all that great support and helping make that happen. And the last one is Dr. Tenpenny, drtenpenny.com. drtenpenny.com is running her online seminar this Saturday on the 10th of July. And that is going to be to instruct people on the 20 ways in which this death serum bioweapon can destroy you. The mechanisms of killing and death should just be called the 20 mechanisms of Nazi power and ruling of your soul. I don't think it'd be as popular as a show, but that's the difference, because I'd be like, how Nazis are getting inside your blood. that's Bard's version. How Nazis are getting inside your blood. Anyway, you can go over there to drtenpenny.com, and she's giving that seminar. It's really important that we get that information. We have it. and we hold it in our hearts. It's super important because that is the only way we're going to defeat this stupid narrative of telling people that they can get salvation through a needle. Unbelievable. Dumb people. They're taking it. And yes, people, you're being dumb if you take it. That's all I can say. That's what I'm going to say. So, all right. We are ramping up, and we are going to do a little bit of Federalist Papers this morning. But first, I want to read you an article, part of an article by, if I can find it, I just had it here. Where did I put it? It's by one of the few people who I will say with these words with trust and pride, a true journalist, Brian Cates. Love this guy. Draw and Strike was his Twitter account before they nuclearized him into little tiny bits. Brian Cates is insightful, a powerful researcher, and he understands, has a very good clear metric on what's going on. And he put an article up in the Epoch Times this morning. Actually, it was July 6th, so that was yesterday. A divide grows between red and the blue. And he talks, and it's a good article to grab if you can get on there and find it. Brian Cates talks about the growing crime rates in the cities. But I think this is where we kind of get to the key of this, and it's in the sub part of the article, it reads, they're not going to stop. It should be clear by this point, if it wasn't already, that these Democrat politicians aren't going to stop pursuing the insane woke policies that are endangering chaos in their cities. These governors, mayors, and city council members may not even be psychologically capable of stopping. They're pampered bureaucrats who live in gated communities with their own armed private security. Whenever they travel about the city, they have their armed bodyguards with them. No matter how bad the crime in the city gets, it will never touch them. They fully understand more people will die and become the victims of violent crimes if they keep defunding the police departments, abolishing bail, and emptying the prisons, and then they keep doing these things anyway. Alarmed citizens who approach these mayors and city council members as if they have little or no comprehension of very real costs in human lives their benighted social justice policies are causing are wasting their time. Nothing is being communicated to these city authorities that they don't already know. The only thing that matters to these political elites is that they self-congratulated themselves by defunding their police departments, and when they feel the urge for more narcissistic virtual signaling, a new round of police defunding and prison emptying will begin. This alarming virtual signaling psychosis of liberal politicians has grown to a point that they can now effortlessly and without any qualms offer up a multitude of human sacrifices to their own glory. Boy, that is a key word. Sure, more people will die if they defund the police and turn these loose violent crimes, but you have to understand the most important thing here is the city officials proving Black Lives Matter, that they're not racist, and how woke they are. Since they're not going to stop, all you can do is either move away or try to vote them out or remove them physically. All right, Patriots, we're not doing a paper. We're going to talk about the papers this morning. And it's just an important perspective where we are. It's an important perspective where we are. Brian Cates hits something there that's very critical. And I think it misses where a lot of people, when people look at this. And I think it gets to the question of why. Why, and you get this petty, pitiful, bleeding lamb plea from America. Why would you do such a thing to us? Why would you make us suffer? Because you're a piece of meat and a cattle, and because they're a superior elite, and because they worship a god by the name of Baal, Moloch, or Baphomet. The key words that Brian said there, This alarming virtual signaling psychosis of liberal politicians has grown to a point they can now effortlessly and without any qualms offer up a multitude of human sacrifices to their own glory. What people are missing is that as we try to improve our lives and live together, they are going to find every way possible to cause people to die and die of horrific pain and suffering, because they feed on the fear and suffering of others. These people aren't of us. I don't know how else to say it. They may look like you. They may even smell like you. Let's hope not. They are psychopaths. And they feed on the glory and pain of others. They are not of us. And it's something people need to get in their head. They relish in watching people suffer. They relish in having people come and beg to them for help so they can give you just a little tidbit and watch you nibble up on that tidbit. And then they laugh and they like, let's do it again. And they keep doing this. Do you not understand that these people enjoy watching people take this injection with their own free will and they just laugh? I'm telling you, these people laugh. They look at this and they're like, what a bunch of stupid humans. Let's do this again. This is fun. They enjoy this. They are evil to the core. And so people go in, and this is why I hate this stuff. I'm at a point where people say like, well, I'm going to do a petition. I'm like, go at it. Well, we're going to go do a protest outside them. We're going to signs and we're going to tell them to please stop. It's like, go at it. You're wasting your time. You're never going to touch these people. They are never going to change. You're going to go to a city council meeting. You're going to try to get them to listen to you. Watch what they do in city council meetings. They put their head down and they scribble on paper. They don't give a rip about you. They just want you to be done. They're just like, yeah, here we go. Another one of these. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's make some notes here. Let's take his name down. Let me get his address. Oh, I don't have his address. I make a note here. Get John Smith's address. And when he's done talking, make sure and send his name and get his address over to our local BLM chapter and our local Antifa chapter so they can go harass him. If they can find his kid at school, beat his kid up, and if we can find his wife in the alley, rape her, and then send him a message. That's who they are. Do you understand this? I don't care if you're sitting in front of a school board or if you're sitting in front of a city council or your county commissions. When they have gone bad, they are rancid to the core. There is, leaves us only two choices, all right? And it's not the choices that Brian Cates is offering. Well, it's actually three. There are three. I'll give him credit. Two of the choices Brian Cates offered, the third one I'm going to throw in. Choice number one, you can move. But the problem with that approach is if you move, you're leaving, you're not defending your territory. You're giving up. The second choice is you can vote them out if you can trust your voting system, which, of course, most places we can't. Joe Flynn is on tonight's Bards FM show, by the way. I interviewed him yesterday. He's going to be on tonight. We talk about the voting. There is no voter integrity in this country anymore. So where does that lead us? Well, that leads us down here to near the bottom of the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object and vices design to reduce them, meaning us, under absolute despotism, it is their right. Oh, listen carefully to these words. It is their right, is their duty to throw off such government and to provide a new guards for the future security. Patriots, we are there. It's not a question anymore of like, well, let me see. Maybe I can go get another candidate. Well, wait a minute. That candidate looks the same as the other candidate. They're all the same. Politicians that are in the system are kind of like a turd in a toilet bowl that you keep flushing that keeps coming around and popping back up. That's what they are. and they're just a regurgitated little floater in the toilet. They are all the same, with very few exceptions. Politicians are worthless human beings. They are the scum of the earth. And until one proves otherwise, and there are a few that once in a while can prove themselves, there might even be a couple that speak at Bard's Fest, and I will endorse them. The Missouri governor is a solid man. He stood behind Bard's Fest. There's a few reasons we're in Missouri, too, by the way. Joe Basil, who's a county commissioner in St. Charles County. Man, you talk about he refuses to be called a politician, by the way. He goes, I'm not a politician. I'm a statesman. Don't call me that. You see, that's the mentality. It's like, I don't come here to make friends. I do here to support the people. There are great statesmen in this country. But politicians, they're kind of like the stained undies. And you wash them and they're still stained. That's who we're talking about. So these people are corrupt to the core. And there's only one way that they're going to change, and that's when they understand that they will be removed at any cost. That's what has to change. They think that they are above the law, above you, above all things. And that just can't happen. You know, here's one for you. And ask yourself this real question. A politician walks around with security guards. They like to carry guns, act tough. Sometimes I'm going to tell you honestly, half the time, these douchebags are not even like special operations guys. They're a bunch of flunkies that half of the time didn't even make it out of basic training. Some of them might have made it for 4 years in a basic line unit. They went to some weekend warrior course, got themselves all spiffed up, got themselves a bunch of 5'11 junk from the web, and now they call themselves a security guard, and they act tough and lift weights. They're a bunch of pansies. So here's a challenge for you, and here's a question you have to ask. Do you really think they're going to draw and shoot you if you come at that politician to push yourself right in front of that politician? What's the real line that they're going to take? If you're coming in unarmed, are they really going to draw and shoot on you? No, but they're going to try to intimidate you. So push them out of the way. If you want to talk to a politician, don't let these guards get in your way. And if that politician is against the Constitution and against the functioning of we the people, arrest them. Citizens, arrest them and remove them. That's what has to happen. There's a heck of a lot more of us than them. And people have to start understanding that these people do not get to be tyrants. They don't get to be despots in this nation and tell you what to do and take away your God-given rights. The biggest thugs on the block are the police departments. And there's a whole bunch of corrupt police departments. And police that listen to this, I love the blue until you step away from the Constitution, and then you are no different than a petty tyrant and a Nazi. Be clear what I just said. If you don't follow the Constitution and put we the people first, I don't care whether you're a cop, whether you're a sheriff. By the way, I wish I could say police, but anymore I have to say cop because too many police departments gave away their rights to the union rather than abiding by the Constitution. But if you follow the Constitution as a police officer, and you follow the oath that the same soldiers give, and you are there to protect and defend, I'll stand with you any day of the week. The minute you cross that line with a gun and a badge and think that you're above the law because you're executing some local magistrate's order that is in violation of the Constitution, you might as well put on a tan shirt because you're nothing better than a dirty Nazi. This is the critical part of what we need to be focused on right now, is reforming this mess. And it's not going to happen with some hero brigade that's going to come in from the outside. It's we, the people at a local level, that have to fix it. I got some news for you, and this might just come as a breaking news, shocking news for you. In 2016, I set up a super PAC to support President Trump. It was unaffiliated with his campaign. My own funding, my own organization. It was called Kilroy Rising. It was composed of 100-plus special operations veterans, most of whom I knew. All of us knew of each other. And we came together to make a difference in this country, to bring the vote out in a different way. We spent a lot of time getting the vote out with people that are considered discarded refuse from society, seriously. We engaged with the fringe elements of that time, everything from what media was calling tin hatters that believed in amazing, crazy ideas like chemtrails, like vax poisoning, like natural therapy through the use of cannabis and hemp. I mean, that's insane. These people are nuts, right? Can you believe they would actually believe such stuff? Unbelievable. The media was telling us all the time they were crazies. Yeah, they're crazy, all right. Look how truthful they are today. We met with militia leaders, hardcore ones too. Many of these people had never voted before, by the way. They had said, unfortunately, it's proven partly true, but they had said that the vote was an absolute rigged system. Why bother? And here comes the big one. We met with gang members, Bloods and Crips, and other gangs. We sat down and had these engagements and talked to them. And there were some tense moments, not going to tell you. But this is what we always came away with. And it was an amazing story within that meeting, is that I am who I am. But I don't want my kids to grow up the way I grew up. I don't want my children to have to live through what I've had to live through. That is a pretty amazing statement when you think about it. So, my point of this is there's more allies you have than you realize if you take the time to get past the barriers. And it's not easy. But when we start to engage in a community and start to bring those in and we don't judge, put aside the haircut and the tattoos, whatever, you're going to find something in a lot of these people. And it's really common. They love their kids. And they don't want to see their children grow up in the violence that they do. When we were on that tour, we had a guy who had a radio show in the Midwest, big following too. One of the top voices of this crazy tin hat and militia movement. And this was his endorsement. He said, I have never voted in my life. I've always told you on my radio program, I will never vote because the rigged system is rigged. But because of Kilroy Rising and the guys that I met with for the first time in my life, I'm going to vote for Donald J. Trump. Do you know that in that effort that we did, we pulled out of the shadows, so to speak, 3,000 votes in the Rust Belt states that we absolutely know of, 3,000 votes. And if you remember how tight those voting areas were, those were critical votes, 3,000 votes of people that had never voted before in their life. They took the chance to vote, to try a different way to change America. So, we have to try a different way. The vote is part of our process. We know it. But part of that different way is that we have to also start to execute what our Declaration of Independence says. These people are fanning the flames of hate. You know, here's another little bit of statistic for you. Do you know that one of the reasons that the hand puppet Joe Biden and his communist regime can't get the injections penetrated to 70% acceptance in this country? Got some bad news for you out here if you're white America, because it's not you. The largest percentage of people in this country that are rolling up their sleeves and accepting this injection is white European America. Good job, people. put your brains in your butt and you forgot what it was to think. But you know who's saving this country from being totally injected? It's the minorities, blacks and Latinos primarily. They have an absolute distrust for government. Thank goodness for that. So we have the spirit and the soul within our country. If we'll put aside our differences of what our skin color is supposed to be, because we're all the same anyway, of what our hair style is supposed to be, unless you're a transgender weenie snip with pink hair. I still have a hard time with that one. And sit down and start working together to shake up this thing. People don't want violence in their neighborhoods. People want an America that gives an opportunity. Not a world where we have to live in tyranny. And our Declaration of Independence gives us the duty, not just the right, but the duty to remove them. They will never tell you that. They will even be in the court of law to try to tell you it's wrong. They are wrong. And it depends on who has the backbone to stand up and do it. And you're not going to be successful as one. You have to be successful as many. Can you imagine a city council meeting with all these dirt? I'll do better. How about a school board meeting? Where they're going to decide critical race theory. And a group of 50 parents walks in, takes every one of the school board members, arrests them, and drags them outside and says, done. And reinstalls a new group of parents and says, we're now running the school board. Police will come in, and then you get a wall of 50 people saying, you touch them, we're going to arrest you. You see, once you start to get the numbers like this, they're going to back down. What are the police going to do? Call SWAT? Go ahead, call SWAT. Once they start to see the resolve, you know who did this successfully? It was Mahatma Gandhi. He forced the entire British Empire to collapse in his country because they had that sort of resolve. It's like, what are you going to do to me? And if we will accept that walk in Christ, that we are not in this world, we are not of this world, that our walk is of truth, there is nothing to fear. You have to have that backbone. You have to have that commitment. And that's how we're going to change this. And we're going to change it with the resolve that we've gone through the processes. We've tried to talk to you. We try to persuade you with our arguments. We've tried to vote you out, but you rigged the system. Okay, let me go back then to, that's right. That's in paragraph number 2 of the Declaration of Independence. And by the way, carry it with you. And another very important piece, which is part of the format of the Declaration of Independence, and it's important. You have to do two things when you're going to do this sorts of actions. Number one, you need to carry with you the violations of the rules that these people are doing. If they're ignoring you, if they're not providing for the common good of the citizenry, it's a violation of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. And you have to have that in front of you to show officials, to show them that they are in violation. Don't just do things on the whim. But seldom does anybody take out this paragraph in Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object and vices are designed to reduce them under the absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. That sentence, it's our duty. What we haven't done, and it needs to be done, is when you then have to do what they did in the Declaration of Independence. To prove this, let facts be submitted to the candid world. List the facts, patriots. List the facts. As our founding fathers did, list the facts. What justifies their forceful removal? Because we're there. And all you have to do is match up what their job duties are, what they're doing, and I will guarantee you every single one of them is violating the law. Every single one of them is violating the Constitution. And when you bring those two to bear, it is our right, it is our duty to throw off such government. It's there. The answer is right before us. It always has been. We are the only country in the world that I know of, and for that matter, ever, that has given its citizenry the right to throw off the government that rules them. And it's in our founding documents. We have to fight this way. Look, they tried to crush me. They threw me in jail, 20 days, no charge. They put me on a suspended sentence for 2 years. And they threw out everything and sealed the case. All charges dropped, all case sealed. And I'm telling you, there's nothing they won't try, but there's nothing you can't overcome. So it's time for us to get a backbone. And it's time to stand up. And it's time to crush this evil. And it's time to do this together. You can't do it as one. And people have to be strong. And people are afraid these days. Like, oh, he's got the police officer. I'm going to tell you what. I don't care what cop it is. You have 100 pissed off people coming at you with the Constitution in their hand, a Bible in the other, and all sorts of facts. That they might try to set up a line, then get 50 more and push through it. The cops are going to have to make a choice one way or another. If they're going to be on your side or as the Constitution, or whether they're going to be on the side of the Nazis. We are dealing with Nazis. And I'm serious. If you're a cop out there listening, and you're standing on the side of anything other than the Constitution, if you're standing on the side of your city councils, if you're standing on the side of your local rules and they are against the Constitution, you are nothing more than a hand puppet of the damn Nazis. And your end will be justified accordingly. Choose correctly. That's where we are right now. All right, Patriots, so our mission ahead is based on our Declaration of Independence and our rights. It's that simple. That's why we spend time studying the Federalist Papers. That's why we spend time studying our founding documents to understand the core rights that we have. And then you have to dig in and do the same thing at your local level. You have to understand your rules and your regulations, your laws, and where they fit in the Constitution. You have to become informed. Trust me, they know doggone well it takes time. They have layered and layered on this piles of political minutiae to make it difficult for you to sort to figure things out. They've done it intentionally. Well, big deal. We're smarter, we're better, we're more adaptive, we're more determined. And in the end, when we get together like that, we will remove despotism. We will remove the petty tyrants. One way or another, they'll be gone. And we will reclaim our citizenry, and we will reclaim our control over our communities. But fleeing away, simply packing up and running, this drives me nuts. All these people are leaving California. Well, what are we doing then? You just going to hand it to the enemy? Who's holding the line? Oh, I'm going to flee Portland. That's good. You screwed it up, and now you're going to run from it. And they did. These people screwed it up, every one of them. Now I want to go somewhere else and poop in my bed. I'm telling you right now, stand and fight. Stand and fight. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this time that we've come together to reflect deeply on our rights, our God-given rights in this nation, and our responsibilities as part of this nation. Lord, let us remember that this is a fight that we are a part of. This is a war that we're a participant of. And that there are so many ways to stand strong and stand bold. If we could just remember the strength in which Christ showed us. To stand firm against evil. To stand firm against the violations of your laws, and to do so without fear, not with the sword of steel, but with the sword of the Spirit. Let us follow that way, Lord, continuing to build our strength within our communities, to stand up, to have information, the truth within us, and to fight with truth. And in so doing, to destroy evil with light. Guide us, protect us in all we do. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. We say these things in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. All right, Patriots. Hope you have a very blessed Wednesday. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Right now, we need a lot of prayers for people to have a backbone and a spine to start standing up and being strong in the face of evil. To use your rights and the knowledge we have within those rights to resolve these issues locally and not to flee. And to force change upon your communities in such a way that's peaceful, but very aggressive. There's a guy speaking at Bard's Fest by the name of Jeff Weissman. I'm anxious to get him out there. He has done some amazing work in changing policies in his community with doing nothing other than putting truth before people and filming them. He's forced every major corporation in his community to drop the mask policies, not through lawsuits, not through political citizen action of signing a petition, by simply going into the stores, carrying the actual policies with them and filming them as they make their response. He has won time and time again. That is what we need. And we need it by about 100,000 to a million people doing it. This country would change literally in a month. I'm not exaggerating. Keep your prayers up for that type of strength. We need it. It is our duty to throw off such governments that are despots and tyrants. It is our duty. Remember that. Not a right. It's our duty. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. But it's going to make it a heck of a lot better if God doesn't have to like level his hand with a bunch of earthquakes and volcanoes and maybe an extra flood, if we just do our job. It's that simple. You don't outsource your freedom. Freedom comes within your heart. So have a blessed day. I'll see you tonight for Bard's FM. Joe Flynn is on tonight. I think you'll enjoy the conversation. It's been a while since I've talked to him. He's a good friend. So until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.